This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores limitless and cognitive enhancement. And now here's Paige.
What if a pill could make you smart, wealthy, and powerful? Would you take it? That's the question the movie Limitless asks. The movie revolves around Eddie, an aspiring author with a serious case of writer's block. A friend persuades him to take a questionable drug called NZT. This seemingly innocuous pill allows Eddie to access 100% of his brain's powers instead of the more normal 20%. On NZT, Eddie recalls every detail from his past, learns languages in just one day, and develops complex algorithms to conquer Wall Street. While a drug like NZT is from the world of fantasy, the concept is not. Millions of dollars have gone into research to improve our memories and enhance our ability to learn. Some drugs, such as Ritalin and Adderall, are sought by people who don't have a medical need but want a brain boost. Books have been published about the use of drugs so that we can be better than well. Most cognitive-enhancing drugs treat a diagnosed condition. We can applaud their use to improve memory in Alzheimer's patients or to increase alertness in narcoleptics. But what about a healthy person? Should we be concerned about the desire, in Eddie's words, to be the perfect version of ourself? Some scholars argue that cognitive enhancement will be increasingly useful for improved quality of life and extended work productivity and will benefit both the individual and society. It certainly changed Eddie's life. He finishes his book in 4 days, makes millions on Wall Street, and gets his girlfriend back. But enhancing the healthy may come with a cost. Employees could be pressured to take drugs, such as doctors who take Ritalin to keep sharp, or air traffic controllers who stay awake at night by taking Provigil, an alertness drug. Approximately 7% of college students already use prescription stimulants without a medical need to gain an academic advantage. There are at least two problems with this. One, it destroys the level playing field of hard work, and two, it minimizes true academic achievement. We don't like doping in sports. Why would we encourage it in academic competition? Let's not forget the risks. In the movie, Eddie becomes addicted. He starts losing his memory and has heart palpitations. Legal cognitive-enhancing drugs may cause headaches, tremors, hallucinations, and behavioral issues. But side effects aren't the biggest concern. Drugs may impact our character and values. In the film, Eddie becomes more selfish, not more wise or generous. Healthy people who take these drugs can be altered, yet unable to perceive the subtle changes that compromise who they really are. These issues do get complicated, but we cannot lose our theological nerve. Ultimately, when we use medications in order to be better than well, our actions are an expression of dissatisfaction with who we are and how God made us. Do you want to be limitless? It's not worth it.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.